This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holsworth joins me on the program. The website is virginiatomorrow.com, Virginia's most senior, experienced political scientist watching Virginia politics. He is the best. The big, huge news today, Bob, of course, is this federal judge's decision regarding the new health care legislation. Virginia's Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli successful in court.
Coy, as everyone said, this is a huge victory for Ken Cuccinelli that many people said that he shouldn't have gone it alone. There were even some conservatives who said that the Virginia case wasn't the strongest. But in getting a federal judge to basically say that the law, particularly the individual mandate, is unconstitutional, represents a dramatic confirmation, at least temporarily, of the direction that Cuccinelli has taken, and I think it's going to give him a permanent political advantage, particularly among Republican conservatives. Now, I think as everyone recognized, including the judge in the case and the attorney general, this is going to be ultimately decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Both Cuccinelli and the governor have asked for an expedited review by the court. I'm not sure it will. I'm not sure the administration will agree to that because I think they right now would like to get as many judges' decisions on the other side of this case as they possibly can as well.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. VirginiaTomorrow.com is the website. So what is this? What does this mean, nuts and bolts on the ground? Is this just a legal victory and nothing really is going to change now? Or is this...
In terms of what's happening on the ground, in fact, that Judge Hudson said that because the individual mandate, that part of the health care bill that he said is unconstitutional, doesn't go into effect to 2014, what Judge Hudson said is that he is not stopping the implementation of the bill prior to that time at all. So the effect on the ground at the moment is minimal. The effect in what you might say the political atmosphere is pretty large, though.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth, VirginiaTomorrow.com. And, of course, the governor, lieutenant governor, the attorney general, all the top Republicans in Virginia are applauding this legal victory.
Oh, absolutely, because it is really consistent with the position that they've taken for some time about federal overreach. And I can recall that on election night, when Ken Cuccinelli gave his victory speech downtown in Richmond, he mentioned that, when President Obama signs the health care legislation, that's not going to be the final signature. There's going to be a lot to be said about that. And in this way, the Attorney General has certainly kept his promise. He has generated a national profile of the highest order. I think he's now more and more clearly becoming every day the Republican Andrew Cuomo, who was the Attorney General in New York, who spent a lot of time suing companies. Instead, Ken Cuccinelli's taking on, from conservative perspective, the federal government, and his profile just becomes even more visible nationally now than ever before.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. So this is federal judge, U.S. District Judge Henry Hudson, Republican, appointed by President George W. Bush. He heard oral arguments in October, was very favorable to Ken Cuccinelli at that time. So this decision is not too much of a shocker. It's big news, but it's not too much of a shocker, I'm sure, to the folks in the White House, a decision they probably expected.
No, I think based on the questions that Judge Hudson asked during the oral arguments, he clearly seemed not to be convinced that requiring individuals to purchase health insurance was within the purview of the federal government under the Interstate Commerce Clause. Yeah, he gave that indication very, very clearly, so no one is surprised, but it really doesn't minimize the political impact of the news today.
Yeah, it's big news, really big news, and we'll be continuing to follow that. And, Bob, I'm sure you'll be writing about that quite a bit. When, just to put a bow on this for today, when would we expect this to go to the Supreme Court? Does anybody have any idea?
Well, it really really depends, because what the governor and the attorney general are saying is they'd like the Virginia case to become the principal case. They would like it to leapfrog all the other cases. But my guess is that at some time, and I think you'll have to talk to some legal experts to get a more informed opinion about this, is that the court may actually combine some of these cases into one and try to make one decision rather than have to make multiple decisions. Because in essence, I doubt that the Supreme Court's going to hear three or four different cases revolving around similar, if somewhat distinct, principles regarding the health care bill.
Yeah. Bob, you wrote recently on your blog about it. It's the big political issue now in Virginia, maybe bigger than this health care ruling today. And what is it?
Well, it's Bob McDonald's plan announced last week to try to use bonding and other capacities to put at least $3 to $4 billion over the next 3 to 4 years into Virginia's transportation system. Coy, this is something that his two Democratic predecessors tried to do in some ways, but ultimately failed. McDonald says that he's found a way of doing this, and he can do it without raising taxes. The ultimate reality of this is that this has now become the signature initiative of the McDonald administration. It's far larger than ABC. It's even bigger than the effort to generate 100,000 new degrees by 2020 in Virginia, higher ed. And in essence, it even will overshadow the federal suit on health care and the suit against EPA. That what he has basically said is that he can accomplish something on Virginia's most persistent unmet need, which is transportation in Northern Virginia and Hampton Roads, and he can do something that the Democratic predecessors haven't. And in essence, right now, the battle's going to be joined, that there are a number of Democrats and even some conservative Republicans who are suggesting that he's doing this simply by using a credit card. That's the wrong thing to do. And how this issue is framed is going to have an awful lot to do with what the ultimate outcome is.
Talking with Bob Holsworth, VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, Jeff Shapiro, a veteran reporter there in Richmond, wrote in the Richmond Times-Dispatch recently, just in the last couple of days. He said that the title was McDonald Spends Now and You Pay Later. And basically the article was that the conservatives in Virginia don't really like the governor's plan, and they're basically saying this is a McDonald spends now and we all pay later for this. Americans for prosperity are decrying the plan and saying it's going to lead to higher taxes to fund it. And Shapiro concludes that this is what his friends are saying. Imagine what Democrats and liberals would say against the plan.
Well, we've already seen what some Democrats and liberals are saying. Dick Sassoloff, Paul Golden, the strategists, have come out very much along the lines of calling it just a effort to wave a credit card at a problem. But what we really don't know, Coy, right now is what do the conservatives, who I would say matter in Virginia, think about this? What's Bill Howell going to say? What's George Allen, who's considering running for 2010 and 2012, going to say? Where's the Tea Party going to be on this? And as those issues become clearer over the next few weeks, we're going to see whether Bob McDonald has succeeded in essentially uniting a Republican base, which he has to do in this issue, or is he going to wind up in the same position he did in the ABC debate, where at the end of the day he was abandoned by many conservative Republicans and made him rethink the whole issue. So this is a very important matter in terms of how Republican conservatives are going to think. I wouldn't think that Americans for Prosperity is the only voice, but it does raise a red flag that the governor is going to have to address if it's going to be successful.
Yeah. Bob, before we let you go, just a few seconds here. Is ABC privatization dead in Virginia?
Well, it's dead in the way it went forward in the original plan a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
There's going to be some adjustments. The governor's hired a consulting firm to come in and try to propose some other things that would result at least in some degree of privatization. So there's an effort to rescue the plan, but I think the plan in its original dimensions really doesn't have much chance of passage, even in the GOP House.
Bob Holsworth, the website's VirginiaTomorrow.com. Bob, thank you so much, sir. Have a great week.
Hey, you too, Coy. You take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.